You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Nicole, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you, Kelly. How are
good.
You?
Good. I'm so sorry. We didn't tell Nicole it was daylight savings, so we've blindsided her and called her an hour early. But Nicole knows her news so well, this is not a problem for her. So what's been happening in Australia at the moment?
Yeah, a bunch of stuff. I mean, obviously the same-sex marriage postal survey is still dominating the news. I think all the surveys have been sent out now, so not much longer.
Good.
Until we find out.
Good. Yeah. I'm very excited to find out. Well, we're sort of in a bit of a... We said last week to you that when we chatted next time, we'd know who our government was, but hey... Things don't always go as planned because we're still in limbo, just waiting around.
I saw that, right? Like there was a party that got in, but the Prime Minister is not necessarily confirmed.
It's an interesting system that I will I'll explain to you at a different time because I'm sure all of our listeners are sick of talking about it. But I was listening today to an audio recording that has revealed how a Channel 7 cadet was dismissed in Australia. So can you tell us a little bit about that? She was dismissed on what grounds?
Yeah, so this young journalist, she made a complaint about an older male reporter. She was alleging, I think, sexual harassment. You know, he'd made comments about her marital status and her sexuality. And although Channel 7 has not said that they have fired her based on this, the next day, you know, she was asked to come into a meeting, and they were told that there were allegations against her, that she was bullying other staff members, and they wouldn't give her any information about the allegations before she was suspended, and they took her phone away, wouldn't let her log out of any of her personal Facebook or email accounts, and she had to leave the building. But before she did that, at the meeting, she recorded what was going on, and that's what formed the basis of this story.
So I listened to the recording, and she wasn't even allowed like a support person in the room with her. They were really they were really horrible to her and said, you know, you have to leave your phone here, you can't even take it with you. Is that like a breach of just, you know, just basic rights?
I think so. I mean, a lot of people are saying, you know, the Fair Work Commission has a lot to work with here because they've got this recording, and it does seem like her rights have been breached, certainly as, you know, a member of the company. It doesn't seem right.
Yeah. And she's gone, obviously, public with this, but do you know if she plans to take any sort of legal action?
Not sure yet. I don't think there's any word on whether she wants to take legal action. Mm. I'm sure... plenty of people will be interested in taking on her case.
Yes, absolutely. That recording was pretty damning for Channel 7, so I'm sure that'll be a continuing story. Also, former Prime Minister Tony Abbott says Macklemore shouldn't perform Same Love at the NRL final.
Yes.
Why is that? Tony, what are you doing?
I just saw in the news, just when I woke up this morning, that Same Love, which is like a 2012 song, I think, has gone to number one.
So long ago.
So Macklemore was invited to perform a song at the NRL Grand Final, and our former PM, Tony Abbott, was, you know, angry about it, which was quite predictable. He tweeted, like, politics and sport shouldn't mix or something like that. Other politicians have basically jumped in and said, no, we think this is fine. Macklemore is fine. And so Macklemore's sort of become a side political debate.
And he's just saying, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
But the Attorney General has criticised Abbott for it, hasn't he?
Yes, our Attorney General, George Brandis. It's funny, George Brandis has been doing a few positive things lately.
Good.
I remember he also got very angry when Pauline Hanson wore the burqa, and he was getting very emotional, was crying.
Oh, yes.
That was him.
Yeah.
So now this Macklemore thing, he's used it as an opportunity to talk about how he's for marriage equality. So
yeah.
Lots of surprising
things. Yeah, positively surprising.
Yeah.
I've also seen a multi-million-dollar de-radicalisation helpline set up by the government has, you know, only after 2 months of being set up, has only received about 5 calls. What does that de-radicalisation helpline kind of offer? What service does it offer?
Yeah, so in a counter-terrorism move, the government set this up. So if anyone was worried about their family or friends being at risk of extremism, they could call up this helpline. And I'm not sure what would happen once they called the helpline, but maybe it would alert, I don't know, psychologists or doctors or something to the matter, and they could get help for, and obviously it would notify the federal police.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, to, you know, stop these incidents happening.
Mm.
But, yeah, the report has come out that in the 3 months, yeah, since it's been, or 2 months since it's been released, only 5 calls have been made. And I think one of those was just like a wrong number.
Right.
And, you know, and the other ones didn't pan out to anything.
It's the wrong number.
Oh. And it's just so expensive.
And yeah.
The government are defending it by saying, you know, even if we just get one call that's legitimate
and
it's something,
yep,
it's worth it.
Yeah, right.
A lot of money.
But yeah, that is a lot of money. And do they have sort of a, like, is there a full-time worker there?
Yeah,
that
there
person
is,
must
full-time
be
workers,
pretty bored.
From 9 to 5.
Goodness.
There's a whole team. So,
wow.
Yeah, they've put a, it's a, an investment they took very seriously at the time. Yep. And I don't know, they might like scale it back a bit.
Yeah, they might have to do some rethinking now.
Yeah.
Mm. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us once again, Nicole. And, yeah, we'll keep in touch with the same-sex postal vote, because it'll be quite a big story over here as well. So
absolutely,
good to know.
Yeah, talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
That was Neighbourhood Watch Ripper.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.